This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has returned to New Delhi after his successful five-nation tour to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia. During the last leg of his visit, India and Namibia signed two MOUs in the presence of Prime Minister Modi on the setting up of the Entrepreneurship Development Centre in Namibia and cooperation in the field of health and medicine. Three major announcements were also made during the visit on launching the digital payment system in Namibia later this year and entry of Namibia to the global initiatives led by India, the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure and Global Biofuel Alliance. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has highlighted that the loan recovery practices of non-banking financial companies, NBFCs, must be conducted in a fair, empathetic and respectful manner as well as strictly aligning with the RBI's Fair Practices Code. She stated this while addressing the NBFC Symposium 2025 in New Delhi. The minister said that financial inclusion cannot be used as a pretext for financial exploitation.
Financial inclusion cannot be used as a pretext for financial exploitation. Lending should be based on genuine needs and repayment capacity of the customers. Loans should not be aggressively marketed or pushed. These messages are going to be seriously taken because that's what is going to be the underlying strength of NBFCs in the years to come.
The death toll in the collapse of a bridge over a river in Gujarat's Vadodara district has gone up to 12, with the recovery of three more bodies. Several vehicles plunged into the Mahisagar River after a portion of the four-decade-old bridge collapsed near Gambhira village near Badra town yesterday. Rescue operation is still continuing at the incident site. A fresh batch of over 7,300 pilgrims left the Bhagwati Nagar base camp in Jammu this morning for the Kashmir Valley on their pilgrimage to the Amarnath Cave Shrine. The pilgrims left the base camp in a cavalcade of 284 vehicles. Meanwhile, with nearly 17,000 pilgrims paying obeisance at the Amarnath Shrine yesterday in the South Kashmir Himalayas, the total number of pilgrims having darshan at the holy cave this year has gone up to 1,28,000. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a fresh round of tariffs on imports from eight nations: Brazil, Sri Lanka, Algeria, Iraq, Libya, the Philippines, Moldova, and Brunei. These tariffs will come into effect on August the 1st. Brazil got the highest tariff rate of the bunch at 50%. An earthquake of magnitude 4.4 on the Richter scale was felt in Delhi NCR this morning. According to the National Centre of Seismology, the epicentre of the earthquake was in Jhajjar, Haryana. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Vidarbha for the next 2 days. Meanwhile, monsoon showers lashed Delhi yesterday evening, providing relief from the humidity. So far, Delhi has received 16.67 mm rainfall, while Gurugram recorded 133 mm rainfall. In view of heavy rainfall condition, the District Disaster Management Authority of Gurugram has also advised all corporate offices and private institutions in the district to allow employees to work from home today. In Test cricket, India and hosts England will clash in the third Test of the five-match Anderson-Tendulkar Trophy series at Lord's this afternoon. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. in Indian Standard Time. Speaking ahead of the match in a press briefing in London, Vice-Captain Rishabh Pant said it is going to be a good contest as Jofra Archer is coming back after a long break.
Personally, whenever I step on the field, I always enjoy my cricket and try to give my 200%. Not particularly about any individual, just being on the field. Yes, it's going to be a good contest always because he's also coming back after a long break.
In Wimbledon tennis, Novak Djokovic won a testing battle against Flavio Cobolli to reach a record 14th Wimbledon semi-final of the men's singles. And with that, we end this news bulletin.